David Patterson was elevated from lieutenant governor to the state's chief executive in the wake of a spectacular fall from grace by Eliot Spitzer back in March. Spitzer, who had won office with 70% of the popular vote, admitted to hiring high-priced prostitutes and resigned just a little over a year into his term.
For this reason, I am resigning from the office of governor.
Just 5 days later, Patterson was cheered by shell-shocked lawmakers and lobbyists at the Capitol as he took his oath of office, becoming the state's first African-American governor and the first legally blind governor to serve beyond a few days in office.
Let me reintroduce myself. I am David Patterson, and I am the governor of New York State.
After an initial spate of headlines about the new governor's own personal life, he conceded that he had had affairs while married, Patterson went on to shepherd the state budget into passage on time, something considered a major feat in a state where the budget was once late for 20 years in a row. Since then, Patterson, as well as the rest of the state and the nation, has been consumed by fiscal matters as the economy plummeted and Wall Street imploded. As early as his inaugural address, Patterson seemed prescient in his foretelling of the dire financial woes that were to come. At a National Press Club speech in the summer, he told the audience that the nation was headed for a depression. Many thought he was exaggerating. In July, he took to the airwaves to tell New Yorkers of the growing fiscal crisis.
Our economic woes are so severe that I wanted to talk to you personally this evening about where we stand. The fact is, we confront harsh times.
By August, he had persuaded the legislature to cut $500 million from the budget. In November, he tried again in another special session to trim the budget by another $2 billion, but Patterson was rebuffed. Senate Republicans refused to act. The governor's relationship with the GOP leader, Dean Skelos, was deteriorating as the financial situation worsened. The two argued during a meeting that was open to the public.
Let me finish.
Okay. At one point, Patterson held up a blank piece of paper and shook it at the Senate leader.
You've brought us nothing. You don't have anything on paper to show.
In December, Patterson issued an austere budget for next year, which aims to trim $8 billion in education, health care, and other places, as well as raising billions of dollars with 137 new taxes and fees. As a result, Patterson offended nearly everyone with his proposals, including most of the major interest groups in the state, like hospitals and the teachers' unions. Throughout the growing fiscal troubles, Patterson has remained popular with high approval ratings in the polls. Known for his intelligence and wit, the governor can often diffuse tense situations with his quick sense of humor. For instance, during the recent budget address full of grim news, he made reference to what he considered to be an unflattering portrayal of himself on Saturday Night Live.
We can take responsibility. We can take control of this budget, and we can take over Saturday Night Live.
The governor, who spent 20 years in the state Senate, including several years as Democratic leader, has many friends in the legislature and among lobbyists. But in the new year, Patterson is likely to see a challenge to his popularity and his powers to persuade. Previous governors Spitzer and former Governor George Pataki also tried to cut spending and confronted groups like the healthcare industry. Both retreated under the pressure of negative television ad campaigns and declining standing in the polls. Patterson has to hope that the public this time around will be more understanding about the state's financial situation. He wants to seek election to his current job in 2010. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.